I think that that whole notion of some gray-haired person who's going to gently guide us through our career and be with us as a single mentor is really something that belongs back in the 1950s. I think that today we need a circle of mentors, not just one. I think that we need people who are in our field of expertise and out, who are older, who are younger, who are peers. Some of the best mentors can be peers. I actually think your frenemies can be your best mentors. Larry Page and Sergey Brin famously went to Steve Jobs when Apple and Google were feuding. This was right before Steve Jobs had passed away, to get his advice because they wanted to design things more elegantly, and they knew that, you know, who better to know their strategy, and also Larry Page was going back to become CEO after giving up the title, just as Jobs had done. So I think that your people who might be competition, whether inside your company or inside or in your field, can sometimes actually know what you're going through. But beyond that, I have mentors that are younger than me, that are older than me. I think that getting different perspectives is important. And also, you know, very few of us walk through the ladder at a company like Procter & Gamble for over a 40-year period. And so I think that as we are all changing and sometimes becoming independent contractors and sometimes working for other people and sometimes maybe going in the private sector or the social sector, our needs change, our experiences change. And I think that we have to be willing to, you know, cut the cord with mentors when they're not being, you know, helpful, because it's stressful on both parties. And sometimes we keep mentoring relationships too long. And so I think that the last thing I'll say is having a circle of people, but being very clear about, you know, what that person can help you with is sometimes really helpful, because people don't feel the stress of meeting up once a month. You know, you can have quarterly check-ins or twice a year check-ins with people that can be incredibly valuable, and then that's not that much time. But the last thing I'll say is, you know, you have to be very careful too. You, just as you don't ask someone to marry you or get engaged on the first date, you can't walk up to someone and say, "Will you be my mentor?" That's not really that's a little off-putting. But I think that what you can do is, you know, have targeted 50, can I take you to coffee? Can, you know, I'd love to pick your brain on this one specific area of expertise. And then organically, I think the relationships build.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.